Welcome to Convos from the Couch by LifeStance Health, where leading mental health professionals help guide you on your journey to a healthier, more fulfilling life. Hello, everyone. I'm Nicolette Lianza, and on this episode, I'll be chatting with therapist Clayton Crozier, and he'll help us to understand anxiety behind uncertainty. So welcome, Clayton. Great to have you on.
Hi, Nicolette. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Same here. You know, we know that anxiety can be very pervasive and wreaking havoc in people's lives. And a good chunk of anxiety for some people is that the anxiety behind uncertainty. So I'm really glad and looking forward to this conversation today, Clayton, as you help us to understand the specific type of anxiety. So we're going to dive in. What is anxiety over certainty and why is it so common?
Yeah. So, you know, anxiety of, you know, related to uncertainty, the way that I kind of think about it is that it's basically anxiety related to not knowing what the future is going to look like. And that can be pertaining to a certain event, that can be pertaining to just general life. And, you know, I think it's something that's so prevalent because it's, we can't really escape it, right? I think uncertainty is one of those things that, you know, I tell clients all the time that as long as there's a future, there's uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Because we can't, right? As much as we plan, we can't know for sure if it's going to go exactly how according to plan, and we don't know what other people are going to do, and we don't know what factors are going to be present that are out of our control. And so there can be a lot of anxiety with that, especially people that do like to have that strong plan and they are able to kind of cope with planning. There's a limitation to that because it's something that we can't know what's going to happen for sure.
Right. And I think this is a type of anxiety or just the level of uncertainty. It affects us all because we all can't totally, we can do our best to plan ahead or whatever, but there's always going to be that level of uncertainty. Yeah. So are there specific signs or symptoms of this type of anxiety specifically that you're seeing with clients?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times what I've seen is, and, you know, people that tend to be higher with intolerance of uncertainty, there tends to be a lot of ruminating thoughts. They can get very fixated on what the future is going to look like. They can almost become obsessive with their planning, where they're trying to make a plan and they're going over it over and over, and they're trying to make sure that everything goes exactly how they want it to. You know, persistent worry, a lot of those kind of typical symptoms of anxiety that you see that tend to be related to the future, right? If that's what they're fixating on and that's the thing that is leading to the anxiety, that's kind of the big sign of we're dealing with some struggle with navigating uncertainty.
Definitely. So are there some common traps that people fall into when dealing with this type of anxiety? And if so, like, how could they help avoid them?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, kind of like I said, where we try to get control over it. I think that's one of the biggest pitfalls that people fall into is that they try to convince themselves and they try to work towards having control over this thing that we just don't have control over. You know, and it's something that, you know, I navigate every day. It's something that I've struggled with in the past. I hate uncertainty. I tell clients that all the time that, like, this is totally valid and it's something that everyone navigates. And I think that's probably the biggest thing is they can get into this really, this fixation on, I can manage this. I can control this. I just have to do these things. When the reality is that we can't have total control over it.
And I think that's part of the key of, like, looking at, as you know, I'll be asking you more about coping mechanisms, but I believe part of that is like an acceptance over not having the control over it.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Which, easier said than done. Just I'm just going to accept I have no control over it. But yeah, that's definitely easier said than done.
Yeah.
So are there some specific coping mechanisms that you do find that are helpful for people with this type of anxiety?
Yeah. As you mentioned, acceptance is something that I'm a really big fan of. You know, it's just recognizing, you know, what do we actually have control over here and how do we move towards kind of accepting when that we just don't entirely know what's going to happen. And, you know, also, as you said, I talk with clients all the time. You know, I can talk about acceptance until I'm blue in the face. I know firsthand it's much easier said than done. And so, yeah, I'm a big fan of acceptance. A lot of times with acceptance, I kind of move towards kind of a mindfulness approach because uncertainty is so future focused. I'm a big fan of using mindfulness of saying, well, what if we kind of get ourselves out of the future mentally and bring ourselves into the present moment, and pay attention to that and focus on that. Cause I know, you know, we all know that anxiety can be, it can have such a snowball effect where the thoughts start to race and the physical symptoms start to pick up and we start to have anxiety about getting anxious. And it just spirals and spirals and spirals. Right. And so, yes, absolutely. And so I'm a big fan of, you know, how do we kind of disrupt that process and ground ourselves into the present moment? Another big thing that I'm a fan of is kind of going a cognitive behavioral therapy approach and doing some cognitive distortion challenging. Because I think another thing that our brains tend to do to cope with it is that we like to fill in blanks. Yep. And a lot of times the story that anxiety tells us is not the most positive outcome, right? It's, mm-hmm. oh, this is going to, I'm going to fail this test or I'm going to do poorly on whatever it is. And so kind of challenging those thought distortions a little bit, and practicing, you know, a friend of mine who's a therapist, he's a phenomenal therapist, taught me a neat little trick where he talks about, is this thought fact or feeling? Mm-hmm. Is this a fact-based thought or is this a thought that anxiety is presenting to us as fact? And being able to identify, okay, this is coming from more of an emotional place. Right. This is not necessarily the outcome. And so that I'm a big fan of kind of combining those CBT techniques with more of the DBT and mindfulness to just kind of ground and move towards recognizing it'll be what it'll be. And we don't have any control over it.
Right. Right. So Clayton, tell me a little bit about some of your own research you've done related to this topic.
Yeah. So the concept of intolerance of uncertainty, I was actually introduced to in graduate school when I was kind of figuring out what my master's thesis was going to be. I thought that it would be really interesting. You know, I've always been a fan. Always been interested in anxiety and social anxiety in particular. You know, a big part of that is, you know, my personal struggles in the past. I have a history with social anxiety. And I thought, you know, COVID would be a really interesting topic to relate this to. And so that what I was originally thinking about was, you know, how has COVID affected social anxiety and related in relation to social norms? Because, you know, when COVID came about and all of a sudden everything locks down and as things start to open up, there's this expectation of 6 feet, you know, social distancing and wearing a mask and a lot of, you know, judgment that can come from, are you following these rules? Are you not following these rules from different people? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was sitting there thinking about, you know, what am I going to do my master's thesis on? And I kind of had this idea of like, what does social anxiety look like when all of the social norms that we're used to pretty much get thrown out the window,
right,
which is pretty that very much happen. What happened with COVID. Yeah.
Right.
And so I was doing some research and I was kind of looking around to see what research was out there on anxiety and COVID and just kind of anxiety in general. And I happened into intolerance of uncertainty. And I thought, well, I would imagine this is probably some relation to COVID because mm-hmm. that's like the whole struggle with COVID. We don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know how bad it's going to be.
Right.
You know, and it was day by day, you know, by the time we got, you know, 2 months past 2 weeks to flatten the curve, it really became kind of we have no idea what this is going to look like.
Right.
And so I started thinking about, you know, how can I tie this in to research? And what I ended up just doing was kind of making a tie between a fear of COVID and social anxiety within college students, because that's the population that I had available to me, you know, to pull a population. And I thought, you know, surely intolerance of uncertainty is a factor here. And so I kind of looked at it as a mediation variable to say, you know, that there is a link between fear of COVID and social anxiety. And one of the reasons why that link exists is intolerance of uncertainty. And we ended up finding a lot more interesting of a result than I expected, where we actually found that intolerance of uncertainty was required for that link between fear of COVID and social anxiety to be present.
Oh, interesting.
And so I thought, man, this is a big thing. This is a really important concept. And I was looking around and it was intolerance of uncertainty was overall pretty under-researched. And I kind of had this like, how is no one
right
researching this? This is fascinating. And then, of course, I kind of go, you know, I did this master's thesis and then I became a therapist and was talking to people and was suddenly making all of these connections of, well, this is intolerance of uncertainty. And this is intolerance of uncertainty.
Right, right.
You know, anxiety is, there has not been very many clients that I worked with that came in for anxiety where intolerance of uncertainty wasn't a factor.
Right. I agree. And so, in my own experience too. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that became, I've kind of become, I guess, kind of an advocate for kind of getting that concept out to more people and out to more therapists as part of the reason why I wanted to come on this podcast, because it's something that, you know, I never really heard talked about in school and in undergrad or grad school. I never really heard any other therapists talk about. And it seemed like I'm suddenly seeing it everywhere. And so that's kind of been, you know, my experience with doing that research and how I kind of got introduced to the idea.
Gosh, thank you. Thank you for sharing all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other takeaways you would like to share?
You know, I think the big takeaway is that it's everywhere. I don't think, you know, with uncertainty as it becomes more well known, because there is more research coming out on it, you know, just recognizing that it's so normal. I think just normalizing it, because it's, like I said, as long as there's a future, there's uncertainty. And while, yes, there are varying degrees of kind of success that people have with managing the discomfort that comes with uncertainty, everyone has a little bit, you know, and that's what I talk to people about. You know, I kind of think of anxiety as another emotion, right? Where, like sadness, anger, happiness, and recognizing that, you know, as we live life, there's going to be anxiety. You know, someone who comes in with an anxiety disorder and says, I want to get to where I'm not having any anxiety. You know, I talk about, that's like someone coming in with a depression disorder and saying, I want to completely get rid of sadness.
Right.
But we understand that's probably not realistic.
Right.
And so just normalizing it and recognizing that anxiety is okay. It's not necessarily a bad thing, as uncomfortable as it is, while also developing these skills and these techniques to help manage it as best we can.
Gosh. Peyton, thank you. Thank you for spotlighting this, as well as really normalizing it for all of us, because it is truly something we all experience. So I think us having this conversation has really spotlighted that for many other of our listeners too, to see that. So thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I'd also like to thank the team behind the podcast, Jason Clayton, Juliana Whitten, and Chris Kelman. A special thanks to Jason Clayton, who edits our episodes. Thank you for listening to Converse from the Couch. Take care, everyone.